don't try, see a turn. Yeah. Six figures for the win. No chance, you catch me down bad. Don't be 9-0, aim straight for your head. Don't call it on my bitch, and she know she at the top of the list. And she put up with her friends, so I tell her throw back, then I blow back. Drop it down low, let them know it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck, and her ass real fat. Tell her throw back, then I blow back. Drop it down low, let them know it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck, and her ass real fat, yeah. She keep on saying that she never had a nigga like this. Says, shake it up, still the realest nigga in the mix. Why they always acting like a nigga ain't shit? Talk slick, then we empty out the clip. Six figures for the whip, bitch. You ain't gonna tell me shit. Shit stuck to my body, I'm the dog, she the tip. Tell the god pussy, this ain't no motherfucking facade. My niggas comfy at the top, we ain't never took a loss. Demon girls and chain fangs, got an early fans. Fucking on a succubus, I feel like I'm devil man. Bloody when I'm up in there, harness with a pentagram. How you get a black hole independent, it was in the plan. She's fucked, yeah, same as my bitch. I'm corpse, got it tatted in my skin. Autopilot with black matic with a tank. Got a sucking on my dick while we bump trips. Till I throw a bag, then I blow a bag. Drop it down low, let them know it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck and her ass real fat. Till I throw a bag, then I blow a bag.
Yo. Drop it down low, let them know
it's like that. Feel like I'm hexed, yeah, that bitch bad. Call her on her neck and her ass real fat, yeah.
Boys, what's up? It's Gone with John. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello. Come on in, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. What is happening? Guys, it's amazing to see all of you. Look at all the guys in here. What song is that? That is Hot Demon. No, wait a minute. All right, hold on. Yeah, that's Hot Demon Bitches Near You. Shout out to Sigma Speaks. Sigma says, what song is that? Well, that's, of course, Hot Demon Bitches Near You, which isn't entirely incorrect if you look at today's modern world and modern women. And what's up, guys? How are you? Listen, all right, full disclosure, I've been running balls to the walls for about 4 days now and going in every direction. I work it here and I work over there and then I work over here and then I'm trying to YouTube for you guys. And I'm about six hamsters deep, if you know what I'm talking about. Six Polska bobs in. You know what I'm saying, guys? I just cooked a ton of bacon and a ton of filet steak, guys. And normally I have like a whole plan for where this video is going to go or this live stream. Tonight I don't. Fuck it. Fuck it. Good to see you. Lord Jeremy in the building. Guys, how is everybody, by the way? Radical Rafter in the building? Fucking, you guys are the best, man. Dark Blade, what's up? I'm gonna get to this stream. Don't worry, if you're here for the stream, I'm going to start soon. I didn't set this up on Rumble tonight because I can't be bothered. Like, I can't be bothered with Rumble and all this bullshit. Like, sometimes... Sometimes I'll do a live stream on Rumble and in 24 hours, it'll have 1,000 views or 600 views or whatever. I did one this morning. It had like 30 views this afternoon. I was like, God, John with the polo. I know. I actually was working early. Well, look, obviously I was selling something later, services earlier that I do. And that's why the polo. Sorry about the polo, guys. Also, hold on. Gone with Johnny. All right. There you go. Let's get the glasses back. So I look like me again. Hello. Is that better? It's Gone with John. Hey, guys. It's me. Thanks for coming. I know a lot of you are like, what is wrong with this dude? If you're new to my channel, you're probably not feeling it. But just know that I'm a maniac. We're going to talk about it. Don't worry. We're going to... Yo, Rusty Rivers in the building. What's up, brother? Good to see you again as well. So, listen. Men deserve better than modern women have to offer. let's talk about this. I know some of you are not fully understanding. Some of you women are probably a little mad. Because I work in so many different places, I deal with so many different men, older men, younger men, men of all ages, shapes, sizes, and forms. And when I tell you that these are the solid, most solid people, like these men are, they're just solid, dude. Like whether I'm working over here at this job or over here at this job or over here at there or talking to, when I think of modern women and what we see everywhere from modern women and have dealt with in our own lives from modern women, I can't help but think that these whores suck. Modern men deserve so much better. And I don't want to placate to you guys. I don't mean to kind of like, I'm not trying to S your D to make you feel better about yourself. I'm trying to tell you that like when I deal with men and we're doing work and we're doing things, like I can be doing something, turning apart a widget, whatever. And another man knows what I'm going to look for next. So he's already handing it to me before I even think about it. Do you understand the level of, do you understand the camaraderie, the brotherhood? Do you? Some men get it, but I know women, you won't understand this, but some of the level of in tune, understanding, dialed in men deserves better than the modern thoughtery of today's women. It's kind of sad to see, like, to be honest with you, when I think about, when I see all of the things men do to work or to create or to be there for a woman's emotional, whatever, we deserve better than this. Common garden tools who may or may not have their coochie online for other men to look at. What the fuck happened to women? And again, I'm trying to be supportive and pragmatic. And women, a man used to be able to find a woman who was a good woman who, quote unquote, wasn't in the streets or didn't have a camera in her coochie showing the world. Sign up for my OnlyFans. It's $2 a month. Can I get a billion subscribers? Men wanted better than this for women and from women. Not just for women. Like, we didn't just want better from you because we're selfish and we don't want a woman that's had 1,000 dicks in her. We were like, that's gross. But I'm going to extend an olive branch, ladies. It's not, doesn't happen often, but we also wanted better for you. Like some of us men have sisters or daughters or whatever. And when we look at the common behaviors of common women and the interactions with men and the OnlyFans and the whores and the goddamn 304s, like at some point it makes me sad for women. Only really my daughter, because the rest of these women, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to watch them burn. It's going to be, listen, I don't dislike women, but when I think of all the things I've been through at the hands of women, whether it be family members, girlfriends, wives, you name it, when I look back at everything, I'm like, I'm going to enjoy watching this shit go up in flames. I mean, I don't want to be that petty, but I am. I'm going to enjoy it. And again, not from a place of anger or hate, but like, this is entertaining. Where's my popcorn? You know what I mean, guys? Like, I'm going to be, because I know that men deserve better. All of these men that I know are out here and they're working and they're doing these things. And I don't mean they're doing it like women. I don't mean they're on TikTok and Instagram and I'm out here in the, I'm working and my OnlyFans and these men are goddamn bleeding on a daily basis to do their job and do their job well and take pride in something. And the best modern times has to offer them is these fucking, listen, It saddens me to think that a man who believes in himself, does right by everyone, works hard, has an honor and a duty and a loyalty code, can't get a decent piece of trim that is not a fucking whore. JR, shout out to you. Shout out to you, JR. Thanks for supporting my channel and my work. I appreciate that. All of you men who support my work, I am grateful for you. Thank you. I don't just have 9 jobs. I also do this for you guys, but you guys that support me in my work continue this message. Otherwise, I do 2 videos a week and have to work the rest of the time, which I'm fine with. But if you like me, drop some support in the goddamn Cash App or the Super Chats. Anyways, let's move on. Also, shout out to Father Saunders. I appreciate you. Or Mr. Saunders, I should say. But thank you for your Cash App the other day. Last night? Was it last night or the night before? Thank you for your support to everyone and to all the anonymous Cash Appers who are like, don't say my name. This is anonymous. Thank you, guys. You guys are fucking awesome. Love you guys. Thanks for the support. Men, when I think of the level of things I do for men, it's hard to imagine these men that also do things back for me, and there's a brotherhood and a, like, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, not like that. But when you look at how modern women are behaving, you think, is this a prize? Is this something that a man who worked all day would want to come home to? And I don't mean just for her shit, god-awful attitude. I mean, is she a decent human? Like, has her vagina been stretched out by everybody in the neighborhood? No offense, ladies. No offense, slores. Like, I get it. You're proud and independent and have a loose vajayjay. It's fine. But is that something you would want to call a wife? Is that something you would want? I mean, honestly, is this something that would be treasured by men? Overall, would you want to do this for just the chance at having some loose pea sleeve that may or may not have some itchy scratchy on it? That's right. You love her. She's a great woman. She got itchy scratchy all over her. She got the bump and the herp derp on her lips. She's a good woman, John. She's been S&D for 30 years in these streets. Yeah, but now she's turned her life over to Jesus. Really? All right. Well, I mean, you know, she turned her vagina over to Chad and Tyrone for 30 years. Yeah, but now she's a good woman. No, she's not. A tiger cannot change its stripes. A tiger cannot change its stripes, man. Y'all have to understand this. This is just what it is. Like, if she was did you wrong and she wants to come back, she's going to do you wrong again. Do you understand? She's going to do you wrong again. And this isn't because I'm against women or don't like women, or she showed you who she is, and modern women are showing you who they are on TikTok and social media and across the board. And not only that, but they're making jokes like, yeah, well, you know, maybe I slept with the whole basketball team. I don't know. Maybe I slept with all the sorority brothers. What? Yeah, I saw a video the other day. A girl was talking about she may have been coked up. Sorry, YouTube. Booger sugared up. And may or may not have slept with, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 dudes, whatever they had, a baker's dozen. And she was all nonchalant about it. Like, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe, and kind of some of them. Yeah, for sure. Well, at what point 20 years from now does that become the next hashtag me too? Right? At what point did one night I'd had too much chemical that I snorted myself, ladies, or drank, and then I did something terrible, and now I feel, oh, I'm a victim. These men took advantage. Well, weren't they on booger sugar too? Well, yeah, but no, yeah, but we're equal now, equality. So if you were intoxicated and they were intoxicated and some shit happened, it's a wash. You don't get to sue him. You don't get to ruin his career or the rest of his life because, well, one night when I was doing tons of lines and drinking tequila straight from the one night when I did all that, he took advantage of me. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. You're a grown adult and you behaved like a child. And you felt the consequences of those decisions. This is very common, guys. But if you're a woman, why should you have any accountability? Why should you have to pay the price? Why should you have to say sorry? Why should you care? This is the sad part. If you and a lovely woman are having drinks one night and things go a little too far, i.e. exactly where you wanted, you could potentially be in trouble. Because y'all were having drinks. Well, what about her? Didn't she get me drunk also? How come it's like we had three beers and we had sex and then I'm the bad guy? What about her? No, she don't have any responsibility. She doesn't share any responsibility at all. Just me. Just the man. Just the guy with the penis and the balls. Isn't that convenient that the person who's responsible for quote unquote stability, earning money, provider, what a shock that that guy's always in the wrong, but she's always the poor victim. He was abusive. He was terrible. Pay me, government, get me money from his bank account. Take it from whatever job he works at. Right? What about the man? Fuck him. He's terrible. He's the reason all this happened. Oh, what about all the coke she did? Nope. It's the men. Why? Why is it the men? Well, because they just wanted to have sex with us. You just wanted to use him for his money. So how is that different? Shh. Don't talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. It's too real. It's too real to talk about. What's actually going on? The usury behavior of men under the guise of romance, under the guise of, I love him. He's a wonderful guy. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. No, you don't. But when I say this, I'm the bad guy. Like, this is the crazy. When I tell you guys, like, be careful. Women are not, it's not what it seems. I'm the bad guy. How dare I say this? You hate women. No, I don't. Gwen Steph ugly. yeah, man, this is the shit, guys. Do y'all see where Kanye's about to get all his Yeezy money back? I don't know if y'all know this. Y'all probably don't even care, but I do actually like Kanye because he said that thing about those people that who control all the, you know. Listen, he's about to get like $75 million back from his Adidas contract for Yeezys. And ironically, not too long ago, Kim was like, I kind of miss Kanye. You know, monotonous, whatever. Acting all innocent. And in reality, Kanye just had a $75 million payday. He's about to get his own money back. Now, they owe him more than that because they fucked up the brand and the whole deal and the contract. But if he gets his $75 million back, do you think Kim is going to take him to court? You don't think that shit's going to come up? Listen, I know he's already paying child support or whatever, and we've already set everything up, but he did just get $75 million of his money back from his shoe deals. You don't think that? I guarantee you she takes him back to court, or she has a change of heart. I was so terrible, Kanye. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Kanye was such an amazing man. I should have. Boom. She gets remarried to Kanye, which he would never do that. He's not that fucking dumb. Kanye is, listen, genius also often borderlines insanity. Take it for what it, you know, use it however you need to. It's applicable. Listen, guys, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I didn't think that at some point my heightened intelligence didn't include heightened psychosis. I would be lying to you. But what I mean to say is that Kanye's about to get a major payday. You don't think old Kim's going to be like, we got to you know, Northwest needs some extra cheese on his Big Macs. Yeah. Kanye got remarried? He can't be that dumb. No offense, Kanye, but I mean, no way. A new wife? Oh, no way, guys. Also, shout out to his new wife. She's about to get paid than a motherfucker. She's about to get... Oh, good. Listen, Mystified D. Kanye got him some younger. Yes. Oh, delicious. Tighter. Oh! Oh! Fitter. Oh! Mm. Oh, my God. That space between the thighs that... Look. Listen. Sorry. Kardashian can't compete. Yeah, man, them old tired Armenian whores. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, of course. Yeah, they're not going to be able to compete with that. A much younger woman, guys. Listen, I'm someone who I like women. But every other way, y'all got no loyalty, honor, dignity. You're conniving. You're terrible. No offense. I mean, in my opinion, of course, this is all subjective. This is all just my opinion. Y'all fucking suck. Ladies, I don't know why you've selected to do this or why you've chosen this, but you are a 10-pound bag of shit in a 2-pound bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's overflowing with not good women. Congrats, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's what you wanted. I would imagine Kim is going to come back after Kanye after he gets his big payday. And the sadder thing is he was canceled for saying some stuff that, listen, whether you think what he said was true or accurate or not, or having his bank account frozen up like that and $75 million worth of a shoe contract detail, you know, with a major shoe company, Adidas, having them throw you under the bus like that, having your money frozen like that by Adidas and or the bank of the government, quote unquote, you know, of our slavery system, I mean, our country. Maybe, just maybe, he lost potential income because of this last 2 or 3 years fuckery from Adidas. He's entitled to much more, but it's nice that he may get his $75 million back. But I would imagine I would imagine that Kim's going to come back on that. This isn't the end of the Kanye thing. You're going to hear about that. Yes, great. You got his seven. He's going to want 50. She's going to be like me and my son or whatever he identifies. I don't even know what, you know. But she's going to be like, we deserve more. We deserve better. Kanye got his shoe money back. So Kim deserves something new. Right. Doberman, shout out to you for supporting my channel. Thank you. Marriage. You can lose 50% of your resources or 100% of your balls. Guys, I know men like this. I know men who are miserable. I can see it when I talk to them. When I talk to them, I can sense the level of stress and anxiety they're under. They're wonderful men. I love them with all of my being. Like, I've known some of these guys for a very long time. They're married. They're happily married. Their wives are great people, I guess. Yeah, and they're fucking miserable. Like, we can be doing something, hanging out, whatever, and they're just on edge, on edge, on edge. I got to get out. I'm in a hurry. We got to do this. We got to do that. Holy shit, dude. What is going on? Like, why are you unhappy, angry, and or in a hurry? We're chilling. This is all good. Unbelievable. Bruce Graham, shout out to you, sir. Also, Doberman, thank you. Bruce Graham, shout out to you. I'm clean. I took the test. Not a narcissist, not a sociopath. No women is worth my effort. Yep. It's just not. Like, it's better for you as a dude to just chill. I love Whisker Biscuit. Sorry, ladies. I love Peace Leaf. It's fantastic. The stuff is fun and soft and warm and slippery and, oh, can I borrow some friction, ladies? I think it's fantastic. I get it. But the rest of them fucking blows. I don't know why. They're competitive. They fucking don't like you. And they want to hold you accountable for something some dude did to them 20 years ago. I don't understand. Like, I really don't. I try to. And I try to tell you guys, like, this is, we deserve better. And I don't know what's going on with them, but why would you fuck? Why would you want to? Yeah. Do you ever want to have S3X again? Never get married. Never get married, guys. That peace leaf's going to dry up. As soon as she knows she's got you, she ain't interested. This is the thing. Listen, have you ever been fishing and you had a fish bite and you were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to set the hook. And then you set the hook and the fish was still on the line. And you were like, yes, the fish is still on the line. And then the second you got the fish in the boat, you're like, ah, fucking next fish. Cast it out again. Next, caught that fish, bitch ass fish. I don't actually think like this, but you understand, like you're on to the next fish. You're like, I caught that fish. This is women. When women know that you're simping for them or that you like them or quote unquote love them, which, oh, listen, you lost. It's game over, bro. You've been tagged, weighed, and you're in the boat. Like you're in the live well. You're caught. It's done. She's not interested anymore. She wants the next fish, the bigger fish. Right? This is women, man. Once you know women, once you see women for what they are, which, you know, again, I'm not even hating on them. Once you see it, like you can't unsee this shit. This is them. They're fucking, it's all fucked up. The chase is over, man. They like the chase. They fucking hate the catch. They hate the catch. They will hate everything about you, especially if you value them. Do you know why? Because the men that really get them wet don't value them. Why do you think that is? Because they don't value them. They value the men. The men have traits that they like, whether it's money or maybe he has six-pack abs or maybe he's, but they don't value him. He gets them wet. And women are whores. Not whores. I don't want to say that all women are selling peace leaf. What I mean is women are sluts. Not all women. Listen, let me think. How's the best way to say this? You would be very disappointed if you know what I know about what women like and are actually. It's pretty disgusting, quite frankly. I know some of you guys are like, what do you mean? Yeah, yeah, the whole thing, ATM, ass to mouth, you name it. There's fucking women are disgusting. Not all of you ladies. Shout out to you ladies. Not all of you. But most women don't like vanilla sex, which is the term that they call actual sex between human beings, which is like normal sex. They like a level of depravity that would, you know, most of you would blush if you knew about it. Yeah, Billy the goat from the other side of the pond, most are hedonistic. You have no fucking idea how true this has been in my life. And I'm a moral person. Like I'm actually, you know it seems like I'm morally bankrupt, guys. I'm not. I actually have I care. Like I care about the overall benefit of humanity and society. And like, I care. But I got to tell you, in my days of debauchery and these types of things, I've had 19-year-old girls tell me things that I blushed at. I was like, well, listen, hold up. I've done all manner of things, but what you're talking about, I need an adult. You know, like I feel violated. I wish I could tell you this wasn't the truth because most men want a good woman. They want a woman that hasn't been around the block or has been like, you know, pretty like cool and hasn't been Sticky Vicky, so to speak, hasn't been old Protein Shake Sally. You know what I mean, guys? Like, but the truth is, a lot of these girls, man, the level of debauchery that it takes to actually get them enticed is, it's embarrassing. Like, as even as a dude, I'm like, look, all right, I get, oh, you like to S the D? Well, here you go. I'll feed you. Hey, listen, some of these girls are like, shove 12 inches of Monster D dildo in, and you're just like, what? And she's like, no, my a-hole and then my mouth. Listen, there was a time where I was the slayer of, I don't want to say that. That sounds terrible. What I mean is I was very fortunate with women for a very long time. And at some point after being fortunate with, well, a lot of women, I realized that 80% of them are into some debaucherous shit that even I am like, this is stupid. What do we do? Like, can I just put my P in your V and we, you know, like, why do I have this clown mask on or why am I dressed like a sheep? What are we doing? These women, man, these women, like you'll find yourself and you'll be like, this is, seems crazy. But at the time you might be hard up for peace leave and you're like, well, I mean, yeah, you know, why wouldn't I dress up like Little Bo Peep? Sure. Of course. But this is it. Phil, good to see you. Shout out to you, man. Good to see you. 23 of you motherfuckers in here. Have any of you hit like? 22 of you have hit like. Well, that's a pretty decent ratio, I guess. Good to see a clown mask. Riff Raid says clown mask. Yes. Modern women, man. What are you going to do with them? When I tell you guys that men deserve better, it's not because I dislike women. It's because when I see the effort that men put into stuff, guys, I went and helped him, my mother's brother, my uncle, move some furniture today. My mother's been dead since 2014. But do you understand there's an honor there? There's a loyalty. There's a dignity there. He says, hey, John, I need some help. Boom, I'm there. Do you understand? Like there's, when I see the level of duty and honor that men pay to each other, and I think of like, this guy works 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And he's this dutiful to me, his dude friend, who he doesn't want anything from, hopefully. When I see how good he is to me, he can't find a good woman. That is a disgrace to the human race. When I see the level of honor and code that some men have, not simps, not you fucking simps, the enemy of men. But when I see the level of code some men have, I'm like, God damn, this guy is, he deserves a good woman. S-ing his D and rubbing his back and making him feel like a dude and making him feel like he's earned it. Hardworking men. Men who stand for other men. Men who show up for other men. And these dudes, you're telling me they're not good enough? Man, that makes me sad for these dudes, but more honestly, it makes me angry with these women. It's crazy to me to think that women don't understand how amazing it is that another human being might actually be willing to take care of your fucking lazy ass, pay your bills. Like, this dude's willing to go to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week to take care of a woman. And she's like, well, I don't like him. He's a lame. I'm going to cheat on. Bro, are you? Listen. It's a good thing society's in place because men, most men would all agree collectively that there must be repercussions for your actions, which obviously, ladies, you have no repercussions for your actions currently. There's no accountability whatsoever. But if it were up to us men and there was a patriarchy, you motherfuckers, boy, you'd be feeling the repercussions of your actions. But since there's not a patriarchy, you're just out here talking shit. Yeah, recklessly talking shit. When I say that, what I mean is if another man talks about another man and starts saying that, it's like you, listen, Women are recklessly talking shit about men in general, treating them bad and talking shit. And they think that, well, there'll never be any repercussions. One day there will be. Our society, as wonderful as it is, one day will crash. And when that day comes, who will they look for protection in? The men, the real men, not these sissy-ass boys. Men who have tasted hard times, who have looked into the face of adversity and fuckery and been like, fuck you. Yeah, that's who they're going to come looking for. That's who they're going to want then. But right now what they want is simps. They want weak men who can be emotionally controlled because he's in love. Oh, my lady. Oh, my lady, can I lick the Duke stain from your undies? No, you simp. She's supposed to be talking to you like that. She's supposed to be chasing you like that because you're the valuable one. You're the one with the job and the career and the work ethic and the fucking morality and the code. And you're the leader in the name of God, in the name of everything else, in the name of American history. You men are the leader. And you're out here, let me subscribe to our OnlyFans. You got big old titties. Y'all make me motherfucking sick. Y'all make me so sick sometimes, you simp-ass men out here. I try not to get too worked up, but man. Simps enable the behavior of women right now. From the dawn of time, actually. It's men that put women on a pedestal and treat them like, oh, of course, it's fine that you slept with 30,000 men. I still think you're great, you loose-titty, dog-nosed tit-hoe. Listen, simps enable this behavior. Simps are the enemy of men. Because simps enable this behavior in women. And this behavior in women fucks up your families. Yes. Remember family life? Remember what it was like to have a grandmother and granddad and they had plenty of kids. They had four or five kids in a... You know, there were a few aunts and a few uncles and you had cousins and you remember all that? That shit's gone now. You know why? Simps. Simps, bitch-ass dating ropes. Let me teach you how to run game. And simps. I love women. I always love women. Women can do no wrong. She can't have a... Her body count doesn't matter. Man, if y'all don't shut the fuck... Trying to help y'all. I really am, guys. Like, I'm trying to help. I don't do this because I dislike women or dislike men. I do like men. Pause. Not like that. Y'all are sexually disgusting, but the level of honor and duty and code of most men, that shit is amazing. Like, it really is. Like, the men that I know that have been there for me in my life, I look back at it and I'm like, God, I've never known a woman like this. Ever. And I know 50 men like this. How is that possible? Not one woman ever that I've ever met has this level of like, I'm there for you, collective, like understanding we are of like mind. But I know 50 men that have got my back. I probably know 10,000 if you count all of you guys. It's crazy. Like, how is it possible that there's 12,000 of us here? And I don't know one fucking woman that's got my back at all. How's that possible? Bro, how's that possible? I'll fix it, Rusty. I just realized that. Let me fix that. Sorry, Bandit. We'll get you fixed up. Bruce Graham, you don't have a wrench either. What's going on here? I think YouTube deletes people after a while, and I add a lot of moderators. So sorry about that, guys. Derp, one of Derp's accounts doesn't have a wrench. How many accounts you got, Derp? Anyway, shout out to you, Derp. I'm obviously just saying hello. I don't really care. Bandit, add you as a moderator. Let's get that set up. There you go. There you go. There you go, guys. Good to see everybody, by the way. What are we, 40 minutes in to the live stream? I've had an exhausting day. I'm quite frankly exhausted. six beers in, and I've eaten six pieces of bacon and at least two filet mignon. So I'm probably about to go chill out. Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Good to see everybody. Remember, when I tell you that you deserve better than this, don't settle for these tired-ass straggles. Tired-ass, straggly-ass women that ain't worth a shit. Tom, good to see you. Again, I don't dislike women. I'm telling you to know your worth as a man. And I don't mean that in the sense of like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean that like a broad. I mean that like, why would you settle for these tired ass, loose ass? You don't need to do that, man. You don't need this. Bruce says he doesn't need it. I hear you, brother. No worries. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you being here day in and day out. Raw, I appreciate you being here day out. Rusty, man, all you guys, the man come through, I appreciate y'all. Good to see everybody. Men, you've been sold a lie and you've taken it on the chin for too long. And when I make these videos and I tell you guys, men deserve better than most modern women have to offer, I'm being honest. Like, they need you. They need your support. They need your financial support. They need your money. They need your all of this stuff. You know what? You only need their peace leaf, and you don't even need that. You don't even need that. You're not ready to hear that yet because it is warm and it's got a little stink to it. I understand. But listen, when you get to a point where you understand that you can control your biology better, you can control your desires better, you can take care of yourself if you want to. Rosy palm, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's, you know, maybe embarrassing or some guys don't like to talk. I get it. I understand. But like, you can do better than losing half of your shit to some broad who didn't ever like you. She was using you. Any of you guys, put a one in the chat. Any of you guys ever had a woman that later on after the relationship with South, you were like, wow, this person was using me either for money or whatever it was. Anyone? One's in the chats, boys. One's in the chats. I'll put a one in there for me. Because this has happened to me. Bro, this has happened to me 1,000 times. And every time I'm like, it's different. She would never do that. That last girl was a whore. Not this new girl. She's good to me. She loves me. She would never do this ever. Guys, the way she tickles my balls, if you could just, the way that she does this, the way that, oh, she looks at me and she tells me that I'm the one true dude for her and that she would never love another dude, guys. She doesn't even look at other guys because she can't stand it. But me, I'm trying to help you, man. Bruce, thanks, man. Yeah, guys. Old Johnny boy staying busy. I've got a busy day tomorrow. I'm pitching a $1,000 plus pressure washing job. She has 3,600 square feet of driveway and patio space. It's 8,000 square feet house, 8,500 square foot house internally. So we have a lot of driveway space to cover. I'm going to try to pitch that tomorrow, and hopefully that goes over well. Very nice lady. We've done her windows, so hopefully that works out. Anyways, guys, I'm going to play some Corpse Lord. I'm going to go and have me one more road soda, and I'm going to get some rest tonight. Shout out to the man. Guys, just remember, you deserve better. And when I say that, I don't want you to settle at all for a woman. And when I say settle, I don't you don't have to have a relationship with them. Be friends with them, whatever. Don't spend no money. Because most of these broads want money. That's the problem. When I tell you guys, like, if you could have a friend who really cared and valued you, or a friend who didn't care about you at all but had big tits and a nice vajayjay, like, that's a hard decision for most men, right? Like, you're like, well, I want someone to care about me, but a nice body and a good vajayjay, like, that sounds pretty good. Using any chemicals, some known to damage concrete, be careful washing, my brother. Yes, I will be using sodium hydroxide bleach is what that's called. Pool bleach, probably 12.5%. And I'll probably step that down. I'll take that 12.5% and I'll use it at a 25 to 75% mix of water. 25% bleach, 75% water. And you get that at the pool store. You can't just walk in and get that anywhere. Walmart sometimes has it in their pool stuff, but 12.5%. And you got to have chemical burn protection, you know, some gloves and some respirator perhaps while applying the bleach. But that just depends on the level of the mold or mildew that we're dealing with on the driveway. Also, it just depends also on, like, if you have a pressure washer that's 3,500 PSI and it's going through like 6 or 8 or 5 gallons per minute of water, you can clean stuff without chemicals. Like you will clean that concrete. But if you're using like a 2,500 PSI, you know, pressure washer, and you do still have the disc, not just the wand, you know, you'll be all right. But a little pre-treatment helps. Sometimes I like to rinse first, then treat it with the bleachy water, because that does better than just treating dry driveway that's going to dry up in the sun in like 12 seconds. That bleach needs to really soak into the mold and mildew to get it off. We've gone too far. Sorry. Anyways, let me get you some Corpse Lord. Great to see everybody. 47 minutes. Have you guys hit like yet for me? I would sure appreciate a like, boys. Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. Also, go check out this morning's live stream. I did do a morning's live stream because I felt like I was shorting you guys. I wasn't giving you the full 10 inches. I'm just kidding. It's only 9 inches. I wasn't doing my job, so we'll get back to regular streams here soon, but I've had to work a lot extra on the other stuff because the donations haven't been here, which is fine. It is what it is. But I've been having to make extra money other ways, so I haven't been able to broadcast as much. So sorry about that. Sorry, guys. Anyways, here's Corpse. Yeah, good to see you, boys.
Feel like lying when you lie to me. Can't trust the soul, I'm dealing silently, silently. We fall out like leaves on autumn trees. Wish I could be what I ought to be, ought to be.
I don't wanna focus on the problems. Instead of talking over moving, trash and living toxic. I'ma be the only one to finish what it started. The living legend, see until you've been like I'm a doctor. Hollow when I've been inside the game, you gotta watch how it's started. I'm reaching on my bed, though it's sharp as my rod. Kissing on my neck, I got a lock in my conscience. Sipping on the way she wanna come, so I'm not.
Trust the soul, I'm dealing silently, silently.
Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate that, brother. Oh, brothers, I didn't even tell you guys, man. Happy LGBTQ, whatever. Happy, this is June. This is when all the companies come out and they're like, hey, we totally like you guys too. Look, we're just like you. Get your wallet out, stupid. Every company's about to be like, hey, guys, guess what? We're super gay. We like cocks and stuff too. Shop with us. And sadly, people that are very dumb will be like, hey, Bud Light cares about me. No, they don't. Target really loves me and my transition. No, they don't, bro. They're going to make 45 to 50% profit off of your stupid ass purchase. You're going to be in Target. Look, I'm getting my fitted, and they're going to be profiting off of you because you're dumb and you believe they care about you. You're dumb. You believe they care about you. When in reality, they're just using you because the average American is like, well, this peer, they care about me, don't they? No. Mm-mm. Nope. What about my issues? Do they care about those? No, not at all. Nope. But they got a shirt with some shit on it. Go down there and pay for the shirt. Look, this shirt says some dumb shit that you believe in. Go ahead. Go buy it. It's just $29.99 for a t-shirt. But look, it's got a rainbow on it. Yay! And guys, I'm not against gay people. I don't care. Do what you want to do, guys. You're all fucked up. I get it. Do what you want to do. But if you're dumb enough to believe that a company cares about you because they're like, look, we totally did the rainbow thing and we like cock. And man, I feel bad for some of the stupid people. I really do. So listen, great to see y'all. We're going to close out the show. Here's Stevie Rain with Easy. We'll see y'all next time. Peace. All right, Raw. I got to give Raw credit on this one. Fire on the mic. He knew my favorite line from this. It's just, I love that line on this song. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt it, but what a great fucking fire on the mic. Yeah, man. Yeah. Sorry, by the way. Sorry. All right, let me get your song back, boys, because that's my fault. Raw, also, I'm proud of you because for you to know that song, this song, yeah, very cool. Fire on the mic.
Fire on the mic. Yeah, cause
I make it look easy. All right. I make it look easy.
Yeah. Yo, let's go. Cause I make it look easy. Yeah. Composure, follow my
common, they're missing in bodies. Had to put myself together, we got my composure, and follow my heart. Alright, I used to ride in the back of the bus, and my homies are listening to Nas. Now when you're popping the stadiums, I'm bringing the rockets, I'm raising the bar.
Come on.
Yeah, cause I'm making look lazy. When you're on the outside looking in, but the devil's still craving.
I've been locked up at Willy Wonka's place 300 million times. I just got done being bothered by...
Hi, I'm Kiko. I'm 23. I go to UCSB and I also bartend.
Picha wangi kohta tang nang ni tuk changi.